M86 recording length 12 minutes and 30 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 86 Lenticular, S0, Galaxy M86, NGC 4406, Type S0, Invertgo M86.jpg, Right Ascension 12, 26.2, H:M, Declination plus 12, 57, Deg:M, Distance 60,000, Cli, Visual Brightness 8.9, Mag, Apparent Dimension 7.5x5.5, Arc Min, Discovered 1781 by Charles Messier, Messier 86, Million 86, NGC 4406, S10GF the brightest member galaxies of the Virgo cluster of galaxies, and situated close to that cluster's apparent center. M86 has been discovered and catalogued by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781 when he also catalogued seven more nebulous objects in the same region of the sky, all member galaxies of the Virgo cluster, and in addition, globular cluster M92. This bright giant galaxy is either an elliptical of type E3 or a lenticular galaxy of type S0-13. Modern classifications apparently tend more to the lenticular classification. Ned gives both classes. It has a conspicuous system of faint globular clusters, suggestions of which can be just seen in the DSSM image of this galaxy. However, this system of globulars is far less populated than that of its giant neighbor to the say. M87 to the lower left is a very small and faint dwarf elliptical companion. Several condensations may be found around this galaxy in our image, especially to the lower part, and the DSSM photo. Here to the upper edge, they may be globular clusters belonging to this galaxy. M86 lies well in the heart of the Virgo cluster of galaxies and forms a most conspicuous group with another giant. M84 below M86 in our images and GC 4402, a dim, 11.5 mag, edge on spiral. This group may be viewed in one field even at medium power, so that it is often photographed and we have more images including M84 and M86. Deep images of this group have revealed that these galaxies are actually much larger than indicated in conventional images, as the one in this page. In addition, we have images of the whole central part of the Virgo cluster. M87 together with Markarian's chain around M84 and M86. M86 is the galaxy which has the fastest approaching velocity, and thus the highest blue shift, of all Messier galaxies, and thus all Messier objects. It is approaching us at 419 km/sec. Sky Cataloger 2000.0. Ned has a slightly lower value of 281 km/sec, which makes it second to M90. Humberg, 1964, has therefore speculated that it should be a close foreground galaxy and not a Virgo cluster member. This speculation has been referred to, and occasionally been adopted, by several sources, including George R. Keppel's and Glenn W. Sanner's Observer's Guide. However, the present authors join the view of most modern sources, including the Sky Catalog 2000.0, R. Brent Tully's Nearby Galaxies Catalog, Beckford's earlier Atlas Kelly, and, implicitly, the Webb Society's Deep Sky Observer Handbook, which has it in the Virgo cluster description, and thinks it is just this high approach velocity which indicates that M86 is most probably a true cluster member, because of the following reason. In this case, the high velocity value would indicate that M86 is moving at a peculiar velocity of more than 1500 km/sec, which points by chance in a direction toward us. But this is not totally uncommon in huge clusters of galaxies as the Virgo cluster, because due to its enormous mass, this huge agglomeration of mass has a strong gravitational field. This strong gravitational field could easily accelerate a galaxy to the high velocity observed for M86. It would be much more difficult to find an explanation for such a high velocity for a field galaxy. The Virgo cluster membership of M86 is also suggested by its more or less obvious interaction with the intergalactic gaseous matter in the Virgo cluster, which was reported from X-ray observations, discovered by Forman et.al., 1979. For a recent review see E.G. Reingerich and et.al., 1995. Moreover, M86 does not hold the record. Another Virgo cluster member, Ike 3258, approaches us at 517 km/SEC. Our galaxies in the Virgo cluster page lists more fastly approaching and receding Virgo cluster members. The X-ray gas tail of M86 is dramatically apparent in recent Chandra X-ray observatory images of this galaxy. Additional evidence for M86 as Virgo cluster membership may be derived from deep images of this galaxy, which show slight disturbations of its faint outskirts, probably caused by gravitational interaction with its neighbors. On deep images like this one, the outskirts of M84 and M86 seem to overlap. The angular distance between their centers of about 16.5 arcmin corresponds to a projected distance of only roughly 300,000 light-years. This, however, is probably a perspectivic effect, as otherwise their outlayers would be even much more distorted. There is probably some radial distance, or distance difference from us, between these two galaxies. It is not known which one is a bit closer to, and which a bit farther away from us. On M86's fast motion through the intergalactic medium of the Virgo cluster, the intracluster matter, the galaxy's interstellar matter collides at high velocity with this material, and is probably ram pressure stripped from the galaxy. Rangarajan et.al., 1995. On this occasion, the matter is heated. Dust within this matter, previously held within colder gas clouds, is probably destroyed when the matter heats during the collision. Analysis of the ram pressure indicates that, in addition to its peculiar radial velocity with respect to the Virgo cluster, M86 may have a tangential velocity component of about 500 km/SEC in southward direction. M86, together with M84, can be found rather easily by pointing your telescope almost exactly halfway between Denegla, Beta Leonis, and Vindimiatrix, Epsilon Virginis. Both galaxies will show up in the same low, or medium, power eyepiece, and can serve a starting point for observing the Virgo cluster. Alternatively, you can find M84 and M86 from the Big D asterism, including 6 Gomi Berenices, which is near M98, M99, and M100 at 1 deg south and 1.5 deg east of this asterism's southern tip star. Or both these galaxies are easily found from M87, which is about 1 degree southeast. Messier 86 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781. Messier, M86, March 18, 1781. 86 12 h 15 meters of 5s, 183 d 46, 21, plus 14 d 09, 52. Nebula without star, in Virgo. On the parallel and very near to the nebula above, number 84, their appearances are the same, and both appear together in the same field of the telescope. William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 659, 1784, April 8, SW 187, two resolvable nebulae at 4, or 5, distance, asterisk. Asterisk, Dreyer's note. In the sweep they are 3.0 meters p. w. and 1d16 ss. Of M88 they are therefore II.121 and 122 and GCs 4458 and 4461. H.W. Herschel took them for M86 and another which he called I.28. The comparison of I.28 with 34 Virginis was not made in this sweep but in SW199. 1784, April 17, SW199, 2 BCL nebulae, one is the 86th of the Guinness, the other is I.28, John Herschel, 1833, H1253, H1253 equals M86, sweep the 22nd of, March 13, 1826. Ra 12 h 18 meters 57.9s, NPD 75 D60, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, the preceding of two the following is HI.28 equals NGC 4435.8, sweep 338, April 4, 1831, Ra 12 h 18 meters 62.4s, NPD 75 D58, 19, 1830.0, No description. Sweep 242, March 23, 1830. Raw 12H 18 meters 62.6s, NPD 75D 59, 24, 1830.0, VB, R, 30, very bright, round, 30, diameter. Smythe from the description of M88, has it in a chart, in the immediate nebulous neighborhood, of 88 Messier. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 2961. GC 2961 equals H1253 equals M86. Ra 12H 19 meters 0.2s. NPD 76D 17, 9.4, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. VB. L. R. GBMN. R3 observations by W.N.J. Herschel. Very bright. Large. Round. Gradually brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Mottled. Remark. The nebula of Lord Ross 14, SP. This is no doubt H.I.I.168 and GC 4388. Drier. And GC 4406. And GC 4406 equals GC 2961 equals H1253. M86. Ra 12H 19 meters 6s. NPD 76D 16.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, R, GBMN, R, equals M86 very bright, large, round, gradually brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus, mottled. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13. Part 1, P9, 42, and GC 4406, RA equals 12:21.0, DEC equals plus 13:46, slightly oval, 2, long, bright center, which is not stellar in short exposures, no spiral structure discernible, 5SN, content car as if SEDS, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21st. 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.